I am Sid Garza Hillman, and this is what I think.
One of the plethora of things I love about my new studio in my garage, and when I say studio, it's like quote studio, and I mean it's a studio because of the purpose it serves, but it's in the basement. It's unfinished. I'll just put it that way. But I like that. It is not unreminiscent. See the double negative there of my quote studio that I had in Los Angeles, where my band practice indie rock. This is now. I just feel like I'm like always in the indie rock space of whatever I do. Now I'm the indie rock small steps health coach. What that really means, if you know what the actual like Latin derivative of indie rock, it means not financially successful. That's the actual derivative etymology of the term indie rock. It means low album sales. That's what that meant. Yeah, out of the chute. Not going back and restarting this one, just on principle. Because that's what this podcast, that's what I do. I talk about principle. Talk about being on principle. This episode I'm going to talk about my pet peeves a little bit this time. I almost said this week, but I think I've done more than one this week. Crazy, right? I launched this podcast with the idea that I would just do it when I felt like it. And then I thought, gosh, I wonder if I'll just like end up doing it like once a month. I don't know. But I'm doing it more. And I think full circle, because I didn't forget what I was talking about when I started talking, but my studio, it's a once I just come down, plug in it. I realize now having an actual space that is totally mine, I've been doing a lot of rearranging and moving over the last 4.5 years. Just like every time I want to do a podcast episode of the old show, I'd come in and I'd set up this thing and unplug that and change that around and just moving lights when I was doing videos from upstairs to downstairs and all this kind of crazy stuff. One-stop shop here and way more conducive to creating the work that I do, which is really nice. So all the more better on that. But I'm going to talk about pet peeves, and not to be just always negative, but just going to jump in on a few things, that's all, that are just pet peeves. Look, I haven't talked to you guys in 6 months. Okay, there's a lot of things going on. It is in the afternoon right now on a Sunday, and here's what I did today, and you tell me if I have a problem. I wanted to have a scotch while I recorded this, and so I kept kind of pushing it. I'm not ready to do it yet. Because in my mind, I was like, no, this would still be like a coffee appropriate time of day. This is a coffee appropriate. I'm not ready to do the podcast yet. And then eventually, coincidentally, at around 5:30, it was like, now I'm ready to do the podcast. Oh, it's 5:30. That's an okay, reasonable time to have my weekly scotch. That would be coincidentally okay. Uncorked it, because I don't do screw tops, tell you that much. Not in the scotch realm. Are you kidding me? And pour myself a little scotch. That's what I'm doing right now. I just took my first sip. Sometimes the first sip of a scotch, by the way, it just burns on the way down. And I think that's just a message of like, Sid, toughen up. Yeah, I think that's how I'm interpreting it this time. Last time, in the old show, it would have been like, maybe this isn't the best thing for me if it actually scorches the interior of my body on the way down, almost actually in flames. Maybe that was a sign it's not healthy. Now I just think it's a message for me that I gotta toughen up. I mean, I gotta toughen up here, right? I hope you guys are doing okay. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what I've been up to in the last 6 months. I'll put it this way: for those of you who don't know me and you're just new to this, you'll go to my stuff, all that stuff. I don't do announcements. Here's what I did. I decided, you guys know that I direct a race called the Mendocino Coast 50K. It's an ultra marathon. And when I created that race, people have asked me about it. Like, I just got a guy called me from Canada because he heard about the race and he wanted to pick my brain on some things. I said, look, whatever you do with your race, make it you. Don't committee this thing to death. Don't meet it to death. If you have people helping you, that's fine. But call the freaking shots and make sure they know you're calling the freaking shots. Too many cooks in the kitchen is a big problem for me. I don't do committee. I hate meetings. I have to do them once in a while, but I don't like them. Most meetings, if you spend 30 minutes, 1.2 minutes of that was actually useful time. The rest is just and people not being able to make decisions. Pull the trigger on it, move on, and let's get out of the meeting and actually get stuff done. I feel like if we do that with health and happiness, we deliberate. I mean, think about it. We meet with ourselves on it. What am I going to do? I got to read more stuff, get more information. And then all of a sudden we just realize, you know, if I just decided to do something 5 months ago, I'd be 5 months in on whatever I made a decision on. I'd be 5 months in on something. That'd be kind of cool. Anyway, I told him, I said, look, just make the race you. What I did with my race, and I'm not saying it's a perfect race. I think it's a kick-ass race. It's sold out in the first 3 years. And I've done almost zero promoting. So obviously something's working, whether or not that continues. I don't know. Not my problem. My problem is to make the race as cool as possible, according to me. That's all. If you don't dig it, then that means we don't share what's cool. That's most people don't share with me what's cool. But some people do. And so I just decided, what's this race going to be? I want the race to be the exact race I would want to run. And I mean to the detail of parking. Like, I didn't want a race that had a shuttle, because I've done races that have a shuttle and you get up at 4 a.m. and you're cold and just, blah, and you get into a bus and it drives you 45 minutes to the race start and you stand around in the cold for another hour before you, I don't want any part of it. I wanted a race that was like a race I'd want to do. Well, that's kind of what I've done with this new podcast, the What Sid Thinks show that you're listening to right now. Is I just don't want to do announcements, because I know that was like the thing you're supposed to do. Like I said, I just want to dive in on the damn show. I just want to dive on the damn show. I don't want to die. Welcome everybody. Brought to you by, and hey, here's what I'm doing. And this is where you go see me. It's all in the show notes. Go for it. I will vocalize my thank yous. However, my Patreon things are still growing. You guys are jumping on that. Super cool. And it's keeping me energized and keeping me going. Sorry. That's what happens. And reviews are coming in. This is my fourth episode. I've got reviews. They're all bad reviews, but they're reviews nonetheless. You know, John Jacobs 43. I wish Sid would stop after episode one, because that would have helped the world. That didn't actually happen. Okay. That one did not burn. So apparently in the last 5 minutes, I've toughened up. So what I've been up to, I'm still very much, if you guys are wondering, I'm doing what I do. I'm a small steps coach. I'm working with people in my program, so I'm not working with private clients, but it's what I do. I'm in the health and habit. I work at the inn. I run the wellness center at the resort. I'm teaching nutrition and healthy living. So I'm still doing the things that I do. I'm talking about my book, and I'm on somebody else's podcast tomorrow. I don't even know what it is. I should find that out. So it's kind of cool stuff. But things have updated a little bit in my own practice, and I thought I would just sort of let you guys know. I did a full 180 on nutrition, by the way. So over the last basically 6 months, I have been eating entirely, just write this down, protein powder, coconut oil, and Rice Krispie treats. That's very different. Protein powder, coconut oil, and Rice Krispie treats. I found it to be very, very helpful for my brain. It's putting me in a very good mood, very happy, very positive, and it makes me empathetic. Notice how I put protein powder in that mix. I know, it's a shocker. It's junk food. It's junk food by the very definition of an empty calorie, which can apply to carbohydrates, fat, or protein. So somehow protein gets a pass. So everybody understands that soda's bad for you. Some people are now finally getting that oil is actually junk food, but nobody wants to admit that the powder they're putting in their smoothies is junk food. But it is. Put a Mars bar in there. Same thing. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Guys, doesn't matter. Anyway. That's not really what I've been eating. I've been eating fine. I've been eating the thing. I've been doing intermittent fasting now almost a year. I was talking about it in the last podcast, but I'm still doing it most days. Absolutely digging it. I'm good on those days that I don't do it, because I'm not the militant guy. You guys know that, right? I mean, I kind of am, have been, but I'm not that guy. So I'm much better about that. So like today, I did an intermittent fast, but I can definitely tell a difference in my energy being less energy on the days I don't do the intermittent fasting. On the days I do, man, it's like clarity of thought and way more energy. Yesterday, I went for a run with my training partner, Sid. We left at 7 a.m. I hadn't eaten anything since 5 the day before, except for water only, except for after 5. And had about 12 ounces of water. Whatever, I don't measure. 12 ounces of water before the run with Sid. Finished the run, drank some more water, and ran fine. No food. During, ran for an hour and a half, no food before, no food during, no food immediately after. It must be magic. Or when you toughen up your body, like when you toughen up your mind, it's amazing what you can actually do and actually how much less hassle living is when you strengthen. Weird, right? On that note, I'm still doing cold therapy every day. I haven't missed a day. I'm 700 days. 700 days in on it. Now, you could say, well, you just said you're not militant. Sometimes it's 5-6 minutes. I'm open to not doing it, but at the end of the day, I feel tons better, and I go, it's only 6 minutes. So almost every day I have that conversation. It's like I forget that I've had that conversation for the last 700 days, but it's always like, it's only 6 minutes, and I just jump in and do it. But what I've added, and I can't remember if I talked about this before, but I've added heat therapy. And I don't think I did talk about this in the last podcast because when I shut that one down, people generously donated as a thanks to me some money. I used that to buy a sauna because I had been doing some research on heat therapy. So I bought a portable sauna. It's nothing fancy. It's just what it is. I've featured it in my vlogs. You can go look back at those. But anyway, so I've been doing that almost daily. I'm doing cold therapy every day. Heat therapy, usually during the week, I'll do that. And I'm really digging that. I'm just digging it. The heat and the cold, just pop it into extremes and feeling really good. I'm not running that much. But when I do, I feel fantastic. Like that run with Sid, like I just got the energy like nobody's business. I just feel way better. I'm running more hills on the trails than ever before, and yet I'm running overall way less mileage. So that's kind of cool. And so that's been what it is. I got into the river today. I haven't done the river in a while. Usually it's cold showers, but today on the river. Took the kids down to the beach, and I soaked in the river for about 15 minutes. I've still got a little bit of the chill from that. I might have gone a minute too long, but I got out and it's fine. But I'm still kind of feeling it. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. What else? Okay, so I wanted to tell you, and again, part of this could be that I don't remember what I talked about in the last podcast. And thank goodness. And I mean the last show that I did, not this one. So that's all there. You can go listen to that, all those things. But I'm not talking about that in this show. So I now refer to... I'm one of my pet peeves is this discussion one of my huge pet peeves about food is when people focus on protein, fat, and carbohydrate, and those are calories, and everybody who's focusing on that gets enough calories. So it's just irrelevant. It's just an irrelevant discussion. It bothers me because that's a pet peeve because like I don't want to talk about that. That's like so a couple things. The analogy I've been using is imagine if I'll just use the world as an example. Imagine if there was gas stations abound, which there are, and you can fill up your car, but all of a sudden we ran out of motor oil. Now, the nerds of you out there are going to go, we have it, Sid, motor oil and gas are derived from the same thing. It's a different processing. Can you let me metaphor up? Can you just let me do that? Thank you. Get back, put your eyes back on the road, okay? Yes, you're right, I'm wrong, good. Let's move on this, okay? Okay, so you're filling up your car. All of a sudden, motor oil runs out. Gone, motor oil runs out. And yet, we still show up at the gas station and go, let's talk about gas. Is that unleaded? Is that good? What's the octane on that? Oh, that's good. I love that gas, that regular. Oh, that's so good. I use that in my, and it's a discussion about gas. And somebody's got to step forward and go, hey, you know what, guys? Like the most irrelevant discussion you can have is to talk about gas. We got it. Do you guys not see that motor oil is no longer here? And as you fill up your car, I don't care how nice the gas is, your cars are going to break down because there's nothing to make the machine run well while you're burning the gas. Your cars are going to break. We don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about gas. But you have a ton of gas. Yeah, I don't care. I'm just going to talk about it. That's the food system. That is the food system. Let's talk about protein, fat, and carbohydrate, the three things that I don't have the statistics on that. Some people do not have enough calories. I want to be clear on that. But if I'm talking about the United States, we got them in spades and we got too many of them. Put it this way, we have access to too many and we're not choosing to take care of that in terms of our own health. But we have enough, most people. So totally irrelevant discussion. So here's what I decided. Here's what I decided to do. I decided that I'm now referring to refined, because as Colleen Patrick Goudreau, buddy of mine, she's like, technically peanut butter is processed because they take the peanuts and they go, okay, fine. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about refined. And what I mean by that is extracted chemically altered. In other words, removing oil from an olive oil, removing protein from a soybean, removing sugar from a sugar beet or sugar cane. It's like a refining, isolating model. Got it? Okay. So I'm referring to refined plants and animals we raise for food. So this is not a vegan versus paleo label. Let's label up. That's helping. This is not that. This is refined plants, okay? Plants and animals we raise for food. That means animals that are in factories and farms right now. Got it? I call that technology now. I don't even call it, I don't call it food because in my mind, it is not food. Can we consume it? Yes. I'm drinking this scotch right now. But I think it's better if I don't think of the scotch as food. I think of the scotch as scotch, and I think of it as something that is definitely for the pleasure center in my brain and not for anything else other than that. And so knowing that I know that, I can then regulate it in a way that serves me best and makes me happiest. Got it? That goes for the animals we raise for food and the plants that we refine and change that way. Got it? Okay, that's technology. Now, what's not technology? What is actually food? Okay, well, that's pretty simple now. If you just talk about it, if you want to do it this way, okay, wild animals and whole plants. Wild animals and whole plants. Wild animals are food. Whole plants are food. So that if you want to talk to me about, I got to watch my carbohydrates, I'm going to say, that's insane. Why would you want to watch your carbohydrates? And then somebody goes, whoa, like, you know, sugar, added sugar and white flour. I go, oh, okay, well, that's technology. I'm going to talk, let's talk about food. If you're talking about food, you would never want to limit your carbohydrates. Your brain runs on carbohydrates. So that'd be a ridiculous thing. But if you're talking about technology, of course, but you'd also want to limit your protein technology and you'd also want to limit your fat technology, just to be clear. So I just refer to it as technology. That way, if a discussion starts to occur, even if people are talking about protein, fat, and carbohydrate, I simply say, well, okay, let's, if we're going to talk about this, let's talk about food, not technology, because technology is not food. It's technically something we can put in our bodies and we don't die from it, but it's a fine line, right? So general, I mean, if I got my calories from scotch all day, I would die from it. Am I right? Can we agree on that? Okay. But you die a happy man. No, I wouldn't die a happy man. No, I would not die a happy man. That would be very miserable. It's not going to feel good. Okay? I acted like that was a really good point I just made. I acted like I was schooling you guys that if I just binged in a bathtub of scotch, that would be a good way to go. You didn't know that until I told you. So if we discuss this idea and we say, look, technology is technology. Let's figure out an amount for each of us individually that fits in our lives, if any. And do that, try to keep that up, again, for the best betterment of ourselves and our lives and our families and our coworkers. But now let's talk about food. Wild animals and whole plants. Now, there's a reality, which is that most people aren't going to take the time to go get wild animals because I don't have the time, I have a job, so whole plants are easier to me. Now, somebody's going to, out there listening right now, is going to go, well, you know, technically the plants in the market, like that's kind of, you could see that as technology too, because, you know, broccoli never existed in actual wild. It was a human created through, you know, agriculture technology. It was a human. Yeah, okay. I got it. Yes, you're right. But again, that's splitting hairs. To me, the difference between whole plants and wild animals and animals we raise for food and refined plants is glaring. It's huge. It's just in your face, huge difference. The rest of it, splitting hairs. The rest of it is splitting hairs. So if you have time to go get yourself a wild animal, you're going to do the exercise on that, run outside and get that done and bring it back and do all that rigmarole, do it. And by the way, if you're paleo, that's what you would do because that's paleo. Wild animals we raise for food in farms and fences and factories are not, that's not paleo. It's not paleo, so be smart about that and have common sense about that. Go get yourself a wild animal. Do the work that it takes to do that, and it better be fresh because that's paleo, and then whole plants. Now, technically, the broccoli we buy in the market also is not paleo if you think about it because paleo would be wild plants. I'd be outside picking wild plants, wild lettuces, berries, nuts, seeds. That's a different ballgame. So that means nobody in the world who is following a paleo diet is actually following a paleo diet. Just FYI, did I piss somebody off? Fine, let's be common sense about it. Now, if we sort of extract from the paleo diet some good things like, you know what, you should eat natural, not refined plants. Okay, that makes sense. You should, eat those and then maybe a little bit of wild animals if you can't get enough plants, because that's pretty much agreed anthropologically where paleo was at. Then do that too. I get plenty of whole plants where I'm at. If I, for some reason, didn't, I'd go get a wild animal. I just haven't been in that place. I can go get a bunch of whole plants, nuts and seeds. They're at my disposal. Whole grains and beans, I can get all that stuff, fruits and vegetables. I get it all. So I don't need a whole plant. Right now, I don't need a whole plant. I can't say I'm not going to need a wild animal at some point. I could. I don't know where I'm going to be. Right now, up till now, I don't need it. Okay? So technology, there's technology and there's food. If somebody wants to have a discussion with me about food, let's actually talk about food. Otherwise, you're talking to me about technology, and that's just, it's fun for people, but it's not a relevant discussion in terms of human health. That's all. It's just all not appropriate in our bodies. And so let's minimize it and understand it. And if you really have a thing with some part of technology, maybe you shouldn't do it at all. And otherwise set an amount and live with that amount and understand you can change it because you're freaking in charge. Is the hair on the back of my neck standing up? If I had hair on the back of my neck, it'd be standing up. But I don't have that. And also standing up takes a lot of energy. I just got lay down hair. Let's not go there. Let's take it easy. Okay. Mm. Okay, the scotch is getting better. Probably what happened is that first burn just created so much damage that my body numbed it, and now I don't feel it. But again, all the better. Okay, so that's kind of where I'm at on this, right? Just another sort of pet peeve that really wasn't in my original list that I wrote down, by the way, that I'm going to get to, is when people go, why don't think about food so much. Just eat whatever, man. Enjoy life. My response is, no, thank you. I would rather be happy. Why do you have to like exercise? Just chill, man. You're like so uptight. Why do you have to like exercise and all that? Just relax. Thank you. No, thank you. I would actually rather be happy. That is my response, because those things deliver happiness. I just did a post on Instagram that I actually did, which is huge because my assistant usually posts. I know that's crazy, but I know what she's posting. It's not like I'm not involved. I'm involved. I have work to do. But I actually did a post and it was like, look, I got up yesterday morning with Sid. I would have rather slept in, kind of, but kind of not. That's the duality of man in the modern world of like, I know that I'm going to be happy that I did this, even though I would rather on some level not do this. It's just this weird thing. Who calls the shots? Whatever that entity is that's actually me calls the shots. This is not going to be, I don't know what the entity is. And frankly, like, is it my soul? Is it my brain? Here's my opinion. I don't care. I really, for real, do not care what that entity is. I only care that I am developing that entity so that I am doing the business of life the best way that I can by me and by the people that I love and by the human species in general. Am I putting some positive stuff in the world? Am I helping people change for the better? Am I helping people take control of their lives? Then I'm nurturing that entity. If I'm not, I'm not. So that's what I care about. I don't care what the reality is or what I'm going to find out after I die. I don't care. I don't know and I don't care. If I get the information, then bonus. But I don't. At this point, it gets in the way of me doing the work that I want to do. Whoa. I've only had like 3 sips of scotch. Anyway, so back to the that whole pet peeve of just this idea that if you pay attention to food and if you pay attention to taking care of yourself, that you're not as happy as somebody who doesn't. And that bothers me to no end. It's like, look, my decision to do these things is because it makes me happier. I know that that's, you can't believe it. And you've got to assume that I'm more miserable than you are, because if you think I'm happier than you are, then all of a sudden what you're doing isn't as good as what you could be doing. And that makes you not 100% right. And that's just a nod. And we can't have that. We can't be 100%. We can't be not 100% right in our own lives. We need to be 100%, feel like we're 100% right, even if it's to our detriment. That's how nutty nut nut we have become. Okay. I'm going to whip through a few more pet peeves. I really like this microphone I'm talking in right now. You don't want to know why? Because I don't have to be right on it. It's kind of like farther away, so I don't have to, I can sit and talk. Man, it's so, this studio is fantastic. This new setup, and I got to thank you guys again. Your donations actually bought this microphone. That is 100% true. Your donations, and a few people like decent, like, you know, jam me down some dough, because they kind of knew that I was in this. I think they were like spying on my Amazon inbox, my Amazon cart, which had this stuff sitting in it for like 3 months. And I just kept looking at it going, man, do I want that thing? Like I'm a kid who wants a fire truck. And then I just ordered it. Anyway, so kind of nice. Okay, so pet peeves. I'm going to get into a few more of these in other episodes. By the way, I'm going away tomorrow. I'm going away to Tahoe. Lake, that's Lake Tahoe. Do some seriously good cold therapy there. It's hot outside, but that lake is cold. And I'm going to sit in that thing every day, maybe twice a day. I might get my dad in there. He's been having some back issues. I'm going to get him. We're going to soak in there. Probably holding the margarita. That's my technological advance. Going to Tahoe tomorrow. And again, I'm going to just keep coming back to why I'm kind of doing this when because in the old show, I'd just stress and I'd have to pack the microphone because I was on a schedule. This time, guys, it's just going to be a few days. I'll do the next episode when it comes up. I know that you guys think, well, that's good for you, but what about for us? It is good for you too, because I'm in a better place when I sit down and it's like, I got stuff to say, not forcing it at all. I'm tired right now because of all that energy I just expended, but that's not forcing it. I'm still going. Okay, pet peeves. And I'm going to definitely get into this one another episode, go deeper. But I don't like when people willy-nilly, and I don't even like anybody named willy-nilly, by the way. I don't like when people blame the system and not the people in the system. I don't like it. I don't like it. Here's what I mean. Starbucks is crappy because they're a big corporation that is unthinking. I'm not saying they're a great corporation. I don't know. What I do know is it's not about the system or a big corporation that is necessarily making this thing bad. Look, I don't think that. Now, is it gray area? Yes, because does it get too big where all of a sudden it's like out of people's hands? For sure. But does it tap into a part of our human nature whereby if a company gets too big, it is necessarily going to just be horrible? Maybe I'm naive, but man, do I hope that's not true. Okay. Do they treat their employees well? Are they providing benefits? Do they pay them? These are the things. I don't think it's necessarily evil because it gets to a certain size. Just like I don't think it's capitalism's fault that people lack character in general. I think that the system maybe feeds on insecurities and greed, or at least I'll put it this way. If it's there in somebody individually, there are systems that sort of allow that to go rampant. But again, that's not the fault of the system. That's the fault of the person. If we just go, see, capitalism sucks. I'm a capitalist, but I'm going to get into that later. But, you know, it's such a quick, easy thing to go, that's bad, because then you got nothing. What can you do about it? Nothing. And you can do something about it. You can. Ugh. More on that later. I hate politicians' apologies. I hate the politician apology. I'm so over that. I'm sorry that something I said got your panties in a bun. It's the separation of I didn't. I'm sorry that something I. It's like a. I'm sorry that the arrow I shot. That you stood in front of it. I'm sorry that you stood in front of the arrow I'm sorry I shot the arrow. That's not that, because that would actually be an apology. I hate the politician's apology, and it's rampant. Nobody wants to take accountability for their own actions. I would love to see somebody on any side say, you know what, I shouldn't have said that thing. Now, what I'm definitely going to get into in subsequent episodes is this gray area, and I mean for me, like I don't... Do our leaders, so part of it is that I think that setting the example, again, I said it last week, is primo. Setting the example is primo. So for me, It is about the policies that maybe somebody, a man or a woman in the political sphere, promotes and tries to get going. But is that separate from their actions personally? Is that separate from who they are as a character? And I can definitely see the argument of, like, I don't care what they do in their personal lives, but, like, if they're just, like, for these policies. But I think that's a short-term – this is my gut feeling on this. And by gut feeling, I mean a reaction to what I've really thought about here, which is I think short-term, potentially, it's about just the policies. But I think long-term, more damage is done by lack of character. That's kind of where I'm sitting on that. But I'm going to think about that, and I'm going to bring you what I think about that in subsequent episodes, because it's such a fascinating – I love the discussion about it. I love thinking about that because it's such as like somebody does a great thing. I talked about it last week on Independence Day. It's like Thomas Jefferson, an amazing like a thinker, and he did this amazing, but then he owned slaves. And I just – because he owned slaves, that even to this day is part of the conversation that's, to me, a bummer because we could be talking about the ideas. And if he had just freaking walked his walk – we'd be like, well, he did it and he believed in it and he acted on it. And I think that long term, that's more inspiring. That's just me. I mean, everything in this show is just me, but that's just my thing. So that's it. But I hate the politician. I said Bill Clinton recently, just in he promoting his book, which sounds just like I don't know. I'm going to prejudge it without reading it. And also, I'm not going to read it. But just do you owe Monica Lewinsky an apology? Well, I apologized in public. And so that's good. You just can't get rid of the whole, you're not even the president anymore. You don't even have that excuse. Just how about this? I shouldn't have done that. I look back and like, what was I thinking? That was crazy. Instead, I'm like, okay, another guy, go to bed. Please go to bed. Don't co-write any books. Please don't enter this public sphere. It's exhausting to listen to your crap. It's just exhausting to me. What depends on what the definition of is. That's my best Bill Clinton. That's all I got. But just such a weak thing. Weak. I mean, just so weak. Almost as weak as doing something bad and just, I'm not apologizing for that. That's also weak. Can we make mistakes? Of course. Do we? Absolutely. The measure of a person is not dictated by their lack of making mistakes. It is dictated by their ability to apologize, to be accountable, and to move on and to fix. That is what is the measure of a human being. Not he never makes mistakes. She never makes mistakes. They're wonderful. No. What do they do about it? Do they hide it? Do they walk around it? Do they talk around it? Or do they own it and move on with their lives so that we can move on with ours? Instead, I got to hear that kind of crap. Jiminy Christmas. And then another pet peeve is the news picks that up. Hey, news, I have an idea. Report on the news. Stop being clickbait because you're feeding the beast. Trump recently said, CNN, you guys owe me. I've made you a lot of money. Guess what? 100% right. He's 100% right about that. CNN just, oh, look what he said at a rally. Let's do a story on that. There's just a four-year-old next to it seeing a shiny object. Oh, my gosh, look at that shiny object. We should report on that. So yeah, you guys owe him a big, huge thank you because people are going to visit you because you report on the most inane stuff. Now, does what people say matter? Of course it does. But there's a context, which is that if somebody says something at a rally of their own followers, those people are not changing. Nobody's minds are being changed. That's already just preaching to the choir by definition. When you report on it, guess what you do? You broaden the scope of it. Only because you want people to visit your website and your articles more than any other articles. That's pathetic. Sorry, but it is. It's pathetic. Okay, last pet peeve, because I'm just bumming. This whole episode's bumming me out. It's not really. You guys, look, is this a solution-based message? Yes, it is. This is all by way of let's start thinking about things a little bit deeper when we can and understand that our solutions to these things are our ability to provide ourselves with enough time to think about these things and a way to define ourselves in relationship to these things so we don't get swept up in the same kind of crap that other people are getting swept up in. How do we save the world? By saving ourselves from this kind of stuff and not getting as distracted as we were before. That's it. We're going to get distracted, but can we minimize that distraction. And if we do, is that going to work it out for us? Yes, it is going to work it out for us. Absolutely, it's going to work it out for us. My whole smallsteppers.com is dedicated specifically to that thing of how to be more attentive and engaged. That's it. And then how you do what you do with that, your deal. That's my main, that's why I launched this podcast. That is my main focus. This is so far beyond food and exercise, and I'm just bored by that discussion. But if we can learn how to fashion our lives to enable us to think more and learn how to be okay with the energy expenditure that is thinking, because it is, and it can be exhausting. So don't, you know, think too much, but think enough. Think enough. So in the news front, I'm just like, go long form. This is why I love podcasts. This is why I wanted to get back in the game, because I feel like the podcast realm is the last bastion of long form information, because the news is like, and I don't care what, I'm not picking on CNN. It's every news channel in the world, which is debt, which is limited by time, limited by advertising, limited by sound bites. Go long when you can. Go long form. In other words, if you get entertainment from CNN, you can pick up enough news and there's enough of value, or MSNBC or Fox or whatever, get it. But other than that, go long form. Find podcasts, mine or the other 249,999 that are out there, and listen to information. If you think you disagree with somebody and you think somebody is a horrible person because you picked up 3 minutes of that person on some YouTube clip or some news clip, do yourself a favor and listen in a long form thing, because those people are not getting their due. If you still disagree with them after that, then move on and never give that person a time of day after that. But you might be surprised. And that really is what happened in my own life over the last 6 months of just like, for fun. It came in for fun. It was like, everyone's like, this person's a transphobe and a homophobe and a Nazi and an anti-Semite and a racist. But they kind of kept coming up, and I was like, I got to hear the craziness of this person. Then I listened to a long firm version. I'm like, okay, so they're not homophobe. They're not transphobe. They're not racist. They're not anti-Semite. What the heck? You can craft a lot of stuff by going soundbite. You can edit the crap out of someone's character and make them sound whatever way you want. Or you can actually listen to that person talk or not. But don't settle on a judgment and a conclusion based on insufficient information. Just move on. If you think somebody's a Nazi and you don't want to listen to them, don't listen to them. But you know, don't. I just either do it or don't do it. And I listened to that stuff only because, first of all, it's kind of for entertainment. I was like, this is like crazy. One of them was like, I'll tell you what happened. There was this guy, I'm not going to even mention his name. I'll probably mention his name at some point. But there was a guy who I kept coming up in conversations and news stories about how horrible he was and all this kind of stuff. And he was on Bill Maher. And so it was like a 10-minute interview. 10 minutes. And that's not even that long for him. But Bill Maher's thing, he doesn't have to break and it's fine. He can kind of have a discussion. And so I thought, oh, I got to see this. Like, this guy, first of all, I was surprised he was on Bill Maher. And then I was like, I got to listen to this craziness. And it wasn't that crazy. I mean, there was some stuff that was crazy, but not much. And some of the stuff was, I could see, purely to stir the pot, purely to troll people. Basically, it was like, I'm just going to be somebody who says something to just make people mad, and I don't even actually believe it. And I'm looking at it going, oh, that's just a joke. And it was kind of funny. And just everyone got bent out of shape. And I'm like, okay, so now I'm starting to see what's going on here. If I see that it's crap and this, I don't really care, this guy makes no difference to me, then I just kind of move on. But if somebody's going to get so bent out of shape about it, all of a sudden it gives this person power. And guess what they do? They feed on it. That's their whole lives. They feed on that stuff. They feed on it. That's what they do. So you just give them more ammunition by getting bent out of shape. They're like, oh, what I'm doing is working. Remember I said that the child translator last week? Same thing. It's like the child who acts up to get more attention. When you enable that, guess what they're going to do? The same thing. Well, there's just certain adults that do that too. They're called trolls. And when you give them more attention than they deserve, guess what they're going to do? They're going to keep trolling, because that's, they get off on that. So that's their deal. Got it? Mm. Okay. My last pet peeve, and this is back to the health sort of health thing. Doing everything but the elephant in the room, I'm going to say. Doing everything but the elephant in the room. And here's what I mean. We have got to toughen up. about the major offender or the major cause if we're having health issues. I'm over this idea of somebody being 75 pounds overweight and having joint issues and problems, and I've just got to go see a chiropractor, and I've got to go see an acupuncturist, and my doctor says it's just because I've been walking on it for too long, and they're just dancing around this elephant in the room, which is your body's out of whack. You may need those things and go use those things. Those are maintenance issues, and they're fine. You got to get up tomorrow morning. You got to be able to do your thing. Fine. Maintain. But don't make excuses for the major offender. It's like somebody who has, I got problems with, so I'm allergic to soy. My question now is, are you still eating dairy? Because dairy's ripping your insides apart. It's screwing up your gut bacteria. So fine, complain all you want about soy. Maybe you actually have a soy allergy. But at least address the fact that the bigger major cause of your health issues isn't the soy. Sorry, it's just not. If you're drinking 8 glasses of scotch per day and your blood sugar's through the roof, don't blame the one banana that you're eating. I don't know what, it's fruit. Fruit's got to be the problem. Fruit, that I should watch my fruit intake because I got the high blood sugar, not the 8 glasses of scotch. I don't want to touch that. Again, easier said than done. Am I right? Easier said than done. But I think the best step first is to say, whoa, like I need the chiropractor, but man, if I don't fix this thing that's going on, these problems are going to continue. And because the thing is, guys, they're going to continue. If your body is so out of whack and you're putting that much stress on your body, you're going to, guess what? Suffer the effects of stress. It's a math problem. Our health issues in the world today, they are math problems. If you do this, you're going to equal this. You can dance around it and you can just try it. I don't want to do math. I was told there'd be no math. I don't want to talk about math. I'm going to do this thing over here and this thing and this fad diet. I'm going to do apple cider vinegar in my water. That in the morning, that's going to save the problems I'm having. Not the very biggest problem that I'm actually, the very biggest cause of the problem I'm having. Okay? This is time and time again. Am I being a little more taking the gloves off on this? Yes, I am. It's time that we grow up again and start addressing the actual thing that's causing us. Now, if we fix this actual thing, could we still have problems? Absolutely. My God, the craziness of the world, of course, we could have some problems. And that's when acupuncture and chiropractors and all these amazing, those are like incredibly valuable and helpful. But we cannot expect prescription drugs and all those other kinds of things to actually fix the problem when we're doing the brutalizing in a completely other area and not addressing it. At least recognize it, address it. Whether you fix it or not is up to you. You're an adult, but don't hide the actual issue. Do not hide the actual issue, okay? Again, easier said than done? Of course. That's why I have a program of 12 weeks that I offer people. That's why I talk the way that I talk, because I want people to understand how huge these issues are and that they're not to be fixed overnight, but you can't fix them when you don't recognize them. You can't fix them when you don't identify them. That's just a fact of the matter. Dig? Okay, I'm at 43 minutes on this thing. This is the longest episode yet. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna finish on a positive note. Because this has been a lot of pet peeves, and so I'm going to finish on a positive note, okay? And that is this. I am positive that I am tired of weakness and tired of assholes being perceived as tough and strong. I am tired of that. I'm tired of both weakness and the people we think of as tough and strong. They're not. They're weak too. And I don't like that. And so on the positive note is I'm positive that I do not like that stuff. Dig? I'm tired of it. That's not what strength is. The people who you think are tough and strong, look at them again, because the information might prove otherwise. This stone, the only way out is to run. The only way out is to buckle down. This storm, the only way out is to come on down. The only way out is to watch it
pass through. If I ask too much of everything, the mystique is tied and paper thin. Tell me why this is happening. When our time is finally meaning something. This way, the way you shut down, it makes me scream. Your silence is unsettling. This storm, the only way out is the way in. I see the only way out is to give you. If I ask too much of everything, your mystique is tied and paper thin. Tell me why this is happening. When our time is finally. If I ask too much of everything, the stick is tied and paper thin. Tell me why this is happening. When our time is finally meaning something.